fucking cockheads.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maddie with Maddie, Mac and Megan with your 9 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, following on from the news this week about the Kurilpa Common, the protester who spent nearly 24 hours up a tree was removed via cherry picker earlier in the week. Known only as Shirai, the protester had climbed the tree to delay the closure of the community garden and its eventual sale to property developers after being public land for half a century. The common had been under threat of sale to developers for some time now, with the value of the proposed apartments to be well over $1 million each. Gabba Ward Councillor Trina Massey says the Brisbane Council should rebuy the land to at least develop affordable housing. In further local news, researchers from the University of the Sunshine Coast have had projects funded by the Queensland Government to help combat the spread of a beehive-killing parasite. Varroa mites, scientifically called Varroa destructa, have rapidly spread across the East Coast in the past 4 years and can lay whole hives low within months. The researchers, including Dr. Volker Herzig, hope to develop a peptide spray using spider venom to specifically target the mites in an organic, safe, and non-bioaccumulative way. Varroa mites only target European honeybees and not native Australian honeybees.
In national news, after decades of watching one of Australia's most beloved industries whittle away under all banners, Australian musicians are drawing a thick line in the stands to big tech. In current debates playing out in Canberra, where Albanese government is under immense pressure from the world's biggest tech companies to make it easier for AI models to access copyrighted materials. A cohort of some of Australia's creatives took the issue right to the top Wednesday morning. The bigger issue, creators, is more than political, but who gets paid. Australians' most loved indie pop darling, Missy Higgins, is acutely aware of the conundrum facing herself and anyone else who balk the idea of being gobbled by billionaires. Artists now find themselves in a very peculiar moment in their careers where they witness their work being spat back out with tacky AI song generators. Australian consumers Watchdog has sued Amazon, claims coming after the Watchdog introduced adverts in Prime using allegedly unfair contract terms. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, ACC, has said Amazon has broken consumer protection law with unfair contracts with over 1 million annual subscribers between November 2023 and August 2025. A spokeswoman for Amazon told the BBC the company is, quote, reviewing case filed by ACC in detail.
In international news, the United States State Department has promised to contribute $100 million to aiding relief operations following the recent earthquakes in Venezuela. Despite President Donald Trump's quashing of foreign aid programs and failure to provide support during Myanmar's earthquake last year, the administration is sending 3 search and rescue teams. The administration's response is being criticized, however, for its prior interest and intervention in Venezuela, and because the department confirmed that the $100 million is from a pooled fund at the United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs and is not new money mobilized by it. For your weather today, Brisbane is finally sunny. It's currently 16.7 degrees with an expected maximum of 25, almost as cool as the average 4ZZZ subscriber. There is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.